doggy. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern. There's not a whole lot going on. The Packers are Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting. Obviously, the lookout this offseason seems to have been over the last week or so the arrest meter. So hopefully the Packers stay off the police blotter. Lots of guys there across the NFL in a short amount of time. Never like to see it. Hopefully it doesn't become a trend. Joy the Jaguar, what's up? Aaron, did you see the clip of me and Big B talking to Aaron Jones? He joined our Zoom call and said he would come on our podcast. He should. Big B, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I saw that he joined a couple people. Love that he's out and about. No doubt about it. He and I have gone back out appearing on Cheesehead TV. It will undoubtedly happen at some point. But I love that he's out there and talking to folks. Big B and Joy the Jaguar holding it down. Thomas, what do I put on my brat? You know, not much. I put sometimes some relish, sometimes mustard. Never ketchup, though. Not on a brat. I don't know. Kind of depends on my mood. It's like, you know, pregame brat's different than the postgame brat. Summer brat's different than a winter brat. I don't know. It all depends. But, yeah, a lot of talk about the draft, obviously, still going on. Is training camp still on? Oh, boy. That's a really good question. We'll find out. I doubt it's on in the sense of a normal training camp, but we'll see. I would think it'll probably, A, get pushed back, and B, be very limited as far as the length and what is asked of the players. But we'll see. There's still so, so long to go. There's a good chance that fans won't be allowed in games early on in the season, so I would be shocked if fans are allowed in the stands for training camp, which really sucks, but it is what it is. Oh, that's a really good, really good question. Do you agree with the league giving picks to teams that hire minority coaches? They are incentivizing the hiring of minority coaches by offering second or third round picks, dependent on a few different factors. I know that they're supposed to be having the call tomorrow or the meeting tomorrow and voting on it. But yeah, I don't love the idea. I thought there were some things in that proposal that were reported today that actually do make a lot of sense, especially when it comes to not blocking people, not having the ability to block people when they have a job interview offer. I don't know. I think it tries to address a very real problem in not a great way, but I don't think there are any easy solutions. And I understand the desire to, quote unquote, do something. I don't think that's the best way to go about it. That's my $2 take. Tim, thanks so much for the super chat. Has there ever been a player that you thought quit on the Packers? I mean, Marty B comes to mind, right? Best and worst Rodgers game and best and worst Favre. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Best and worst Rodgers game. I mean, his best is, I mean, there are a few. The best is probably, well, you want to say that Atlanta game, the playoff run to the Super Bowl. He's had two or three others, though, that are right up there. The worst Rodgers game? I mean, I don't know. Since he's been a starter? Man, I don't know. It's hard to think of any true clunkers, not in the way Favre did. I mean, for Favre, the best is probably the night after his dad died, and the worst is probably that six interception fest that he had in the playoffs. But those are all very kind of off the top of my head because I can remember them because they're like, you know, the outcome sticks out. But I'd have to really think about it and dive deep into what, you know, those games were and what they were trying to do and, you know, what actually happened in their play on the field. Jimmy, I totally get that, by the way. Tired of this draft and develop shit. Could have had multiple championships, but ... I get it. And I support it because it's team over emotion. Damn, though. I feel you, man. I mean, I always look at this through a very different lens, right? Because I grew up in the 70s and 80s. So the fact that the Packers are championship contenders at all is always amazing to me, you know? So I'm looking at it through that prism always. But I totally understand the frustration of they were always on the cusp, but they never seemed to put it over the top with Ted Thompson. Totally get it. I 100% understand that frustration. And I always say to people, you know, people fan however they want, right? I look at it through my own personal lens. And that's what I talk about and from, right? I totally get that someone else's perspective is going to be different. And if they are, you know, respectful, I very much leave it alone. It's the people who come in and go, "You're a fucking idiot for having that perspective," that I clap back on. Chris, thanks for the super chat. 12 personnel, the base set on offense this season? You'd have to think so, right? I think it could be. I still think 11 will be pretty predominant, though. I think those two will be utilized a lot interchangeably. I think you're going to see a lot more Sternberger. I think he's going to be the key. Pandemic, what's up? Phrasing? Thanks for the super chat. I am absolutely jacked for AJ Dillon. I hear you. But I think he's going to be worked into the rotation as the year goes along. I don't think you're going to see him kind of hit the ground running, so to speak, right away. But I do think you will see him utilized. I think he will be used his rookie year, no doubt about it. Is Dexter Williams gone? Steven, not officially, not yet. He's cheap, so why cut him, right? I think he's got a fight on his hands to make the roster, though. No doubt about it. Luke, to be honest. to be honest, if it weren't for the Patriots' ridiculous run, I think the Packers fans would be more content with the number of Super Bowl wins. Yes and no. I don't know. How is your dog? Big B, I'm going to kill you about this dog stuff. Olive wishes we had a dog. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, did Rodgers ever call you softballs from Nags? Look, I ask the questions I want answers to on those phone calls. Everybody else asks whatever they want. You know, I love how people think, oh, you didn't ask tough questions. Well, you know what? A, everything that needed to be asked was already asked by the time I got to ask a question. So I went to the questions that I wanted answers for. You know, people don't understand how the beat works at all. And that is very apparent by looking at Twitter. Not saying that, Dustin, you don't. I'm not singling you out specifically. I'm just saying it's very funny to see people like come at the media or go at certain media members for their lines of questioning when literally it is not their job to be emotional about things. It is to ask questions, which they did plenty of. And then people get upset if Aaron Rodgers doesn't give an emotional answer to them. To answer your question, though. No, Aaron has not called me. He did, however, send me a very complimentary direct message on Twitter. I'll leave it at that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What Packer player that wasn't a top line / well-known player worked the hardest at their craft? Man, so many sweeping questions. I mean, shit, that I was privy to? I mean, I want to say somebody like, you know, some later round pick, probably like Donald Driver. I mean, that's a guy who, you know, you can't deny where he came from, but you're talking about not well known. So, I mean, obviously Donald Driver is incredibly well known. I have to think about that. How is the questioning order devised for the Rodgers LaFleur press conference? Biggest company or alphabetical? We have to submit our request to ask a question via email, and then the Packers put us in a queue. How that is done, I have no idea. How they just go about selecting the order, I have no clue. If it's first come, first serve, or if they go by how they want people to ask. No idea. Over under season win for wins this season, put me at 10. I think 10's the kind of makes the most sense, right? I wouldn't be surprised if they go over or under on either. For either. But 10 is about where I think their season resides. People forget that Love has to beat out Rodgers. I still think Rodgers retires with the Packers. Robin, it's entirely possible. That's the thing. There's so much that has yet to play out, but everybody wants to create a narrative or drive a narrative to a certain point. Look, it's pretty clear the Packers have a desired outcome, right? They think this is their plan, right? To have a very talented backup who they develop into the starter, allowing them to then turn around and probably trade Aaron Rodgers. But that's a plan that is 3 years out, probably, and is contingent on two things. Love developing, as you're talking about. And also Aaron Rodgers not balling out to the point of making it absolutely absurd for them to get rid of him. Because as he said in that call, you know, the last thing, you got to control what you can control. Some things now are out of his control, but what he can control is making his play so good that it makes it a, I think his phrase was, makes it a really tough decision or a tough choice for the Packers. And that's all he can do. And hey, if that's a driver that brings him to like back to an insanely elite level, more power to it, man. Dustin, even though you enabled Ted and Mike and Mark and Dom, I love that. Yes, Dustin. My blogging throughout the last decade paved the way. This is the dumbest thing ever. But thanks for the super chat. Carlos, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the playbook will be smaller and simpler due to the lack of time spent with the team in the offseason? Do you think the playbook will be smaller and simpler? No, I don't. I think the mental stuff will be right there because of all the Zoom meetings and offseason kind of connections they've made. They'll have less time, so to speak, on the field, but I don't think they're going to pare anything down. Both Aaron and Matt alluded to that in their press availabilities on Friday. I do think it helps the Packers that they have a lot of continuity in that regard, but I don't think they're going to scale anything back. If anything, they may add some stuff this year because it's year two of the system. Steel Driving Crew, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the Packers have the strongest roster in the NFC North right now? Top to bottom? Probably. I think the Bears are close, though. I really do. And I know it's so weird how the Vikings are getting all this love this offseason, or they've gotten a lot of love since the draft. But I don't think that 15-player rookie draft class serves them very well in an offseason that's going to be very truncated, where they have to really kind of overhaul things on offense and defense to the point where they've got to teach a lot of guys in not a lot of time on the field. They'll have lots of classroom stuff, but we're not trying to incorporate lots of new bodies on the field in a short amount of time. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's close. I think all the teams are actually pretty close, but I think the Packers probably have. I'm trying to think all the. I mean, the Bears obviously have the better of the Packers on defense, but I think offensively, because of Aaron Rodgers, you got to give the nod to the Packers. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Timetable on a Kenny Clark extension. They said this offseason, and I would suspect it's probably after the offseason program heading into summer break, somewhere around there. Oh, that's hilarious. Will EQ surpass MVS this year on the depth chart? Probably. You still can't deny MVS's speed, and that will give him every opportunity. But I do think EQ is primed to make some folks remember. Can you share with us a few names you trust in terms of national sports writers that consistently put out content that isn't spun and a good source of info? I love Mike Tenier's stuff with Bleacher Report. Mike, I followed his stuff, and I know Mike now, but back in the day, I used to read his stuff religiously over at Football Outsiders. I think he's one of the smartest people writing about football, period. Outside of that, I got to be honest, there's not a ton of national coverage that I read with any regularity. I'll read the odd thing that pops up, but more often than not, I trust the guys on the beat, the guys and gals on the beat, and I will talk to people in the league or with the team. Time being what it is, I get the news from Twitter mostly, and I will, dive into the odd piece if I see something that interests me. But there's nobody with regularity outside of Mike that I read, like, everything they put out. But Mike Tenier, anything he writes, you should read. Weston, thanks for the super chat. Will Love be used as a hill roll like the Saints? I actually asked that of Matt LaFleur after the draft, after the first day of the draft. And he said he hadn't thought about it. We'll see if they go that route. I think he could be. Though I don't know about taking the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, which has always been my pushback when people talk about, oh, the Packers should have kept Hill around. Well, you really want to take the ball out of Rodgers' hands? But if you got somebody as insanely athletically talented as Love, maybe they make a package for him. I don't know. But I don't think the door is completely closed on the possibility. I do think it is a possibility, but we'll see how amiable Aaron Rodgers is to that idea. People are sleeping on MVS. That's good things going before that brutal deep drop. He'll be back. I mean, he was inconsistent before that drop. Don't get it twisted. I mean, there were plenty of moments, sure. You saw a bunch of promise, but you also saw mistakes. You also saw, drops, etc. And of course, everyone remembers the drop on the opening shot play against the Bears. After that, Rodgers did go to him on a short yardage thing that, you know, where he saw coverage off and hit MVS on an outside throw against the Lions. But outside of that, didn't go to him much. He actually hit MVS a couple times in that Lions game. But, you know, between the drop against the Bears and the not getting his feet inbounds for that shot against the 49ers, I think they just lost faith and or confidence in him. And you saw that kind of cascade into his game. I'm with you, though. I don't think it's over for him. I think he's still got promise. He's still got upside. There's no question that they can utilize his skill set. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. That is hilarious. Joseph. Oh, there. Is Mike Daniels even an option, or do I daydream too much while waiting for football? Thanks for going live, Nags. No problem, Joseph. Is Mike Daniels even an option? A very, very long shot option, no doubt about it. I think it would take a couple of injuries for them to make that call. I don't know for sure, but that's my hunch. David, thanks for the super chat. To anyone still upset over the trade up, rest assured you would have hated Goody's pick in the fourth as well. That's outstanding. That's really good. Do I think Dexter Williams will make the roster? Daniel, I talked about that a little bit ago. He's got a very long way to go. He's got a big fight ahead of him. No doubt about that. I feel like this team is really primed for big things. The young guys all got some playoff experience, and now they're ready for the big game. It's a possibility, right? You put those guys in those situations. Hopefully it does carry over. But, you know, you're not guaranteed anything ever in the NFL. Every year is different. You've got to start all over. You've got to build on what you did last year, but make things and try to ensure that things move forward. And it's no easy task. And hopefully Matt LaFleur is up to it. Who's a better interview, McCarthy or LaFleur? That's a good question. I don't know, they're both different. You know, LaFleur has obviously been more generous with his time with Cheesehead TV. So I would probably give him the nod. Although Mike McCarthy did give me an interview at the Combine years ago out in the hallway, one-on-one, which, you know, was pretty nice of him. Didn't need to do that. So, you know, they're both great. I'll just leave it at that. No guarantee Rodgers will make 40 plus. People make it seem automatic. Oh, you're talking about playing till he's 40. It's definitely not automatic. That's true of any NFL player setting goals and wanting to be have a long career, etc. Are you going to bet against him? I'm not. Oh, wait. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. Can't thank you guys enough for all the questions. I'll be back tomorrow at some point. Make sure you watch the YouTube channel. Please hit like, hit subscribe. And also, I'll be doing a live Zoom happy hour for our Patreon members tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you sign up for that. Weston, sorry, just saw your super chat. What offense do you see the Cowgirls having? Well, they're not going to be having Mike McCarthy's offense for the most part. He'll have input, obviously. But he has said, you know, he's not calling plays and he wants to kind of have a continuation of what they had last year with Kellen Moore calling things on offense. But I think it'll have plenty of McCarthy flavor, if you know what I mean. And I pray that you don't. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a good night, everybody.